Hey, what's up, guys? Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics with A Strong Belong, and you're listening to another episode of Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. This one is for not only the people out there who train, but for the coaches out there, the PTs out there, who inspire to know more and more and be more knowledgeable and be able to therefore turn real results on real life clients. And really it reflects and is applicable to everything in life, not just in the sense of training and health and fitness. And I've said it before, like, so many things within training and health and fitness are so metaphorical for life itself, and are so applicable as skills that you learn to be able to apply to real life anyway. Funny that. Anyway, so what I'm talking about is becoming a theoretical master at things and never actually putting things into practice. In my time, like, dealing with people who come through the doors, who want to get better, it really applies more to people who actually do want to get better. This really applies to, you see it more in people who you meet, and they actually want to get either stronger or achieve a certain goal in regards to whether it be powerlifting or body composition changes. You know, they want to lose weight, they want to gain muscle, they want to get stronger, they want to improve athletic performance. They really want to do something rather than just training for the sake of training. Like, rather than just saying, I'm just training because I just want to stay healthy. Oftentimes, people who come through the doors at Adonis Athletics are walking in off the back of a frustration of some sort. Not all the time, but oftentimes. They're walking in because they've been trying to, for example, crack through a body composition goal, and they just can't seem to figure it out. They're constantly feeling like it's just a never-ending battle. They're always going hungry, they're starving, then they binge, and then they put on the weight again, and then they have to start again. Or they feel like it's a never-ending battle in regards to strength improvement. They train and train, but they seem to get stuck with the same sticking point, with the same lift, the same sort of weights. It hasn't really moved for 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, maybe more. And so there's always a sense of frustration. And so what do these people generally tend to do when they are frustrated? You think about it. What do you normally do? The typical thing is to jump on Google, jump on Facebook, jump on a forum, jump on YouTube, and start to search for ways of how to program. And they end up finding 20 different deadlift programs. And the thing is, they all work, but there's a context of each of those programs and how they work and in what condition they work, for what kind of lifter do they work, what experience level is that lifter at, what is the recovery capacity of that lifter, and so on. You know, in my early days, before I got into my university studies, and even when I was in my university studies, you know, when I was really green, the back, you know, days when I started, I used to always think to myself, come on, how much of a difference can something like that make? It seems like people are just saying it just to sound technical so they can sound smart. But then I realized over the years, as I actually got some hands-on experience, that it's not bullshit. It's for real. Like, those things all play a role in how a program is set out, and the reason why some programs... The reason why there are so many ranges of programs you can find for the same thing, and they all work, but not all will work for the one person. you can find a multitude of different squat programs, weightlifting programs, deadlift specific programs, bench press specific programs, and they all work, but they won't all work for the same person. At least they won't all work to the same significant amount for the same person. So what happens is that as a person is already frustrated by a lack of progress somewhere, they jump onto the internet for answers, and there is no context on the internet. There is just simply like shotgun statement answers, and they try that out. Sure enough, it doesn't work, or at least it doesn't work well, or it doesn't work for long enough, and it creates even more frustration. And so it gets to a point where somebody will be theoretically very knowledgeable on how to program or how to eat, how to deadlift, etc. But practically speaking, they don't have much actual hands-on applied experience into putting it to use on real life people. And so for what I think is, for every hour of reading material that you do, for every hour of, you know, jumping on the internet and reading up on articles and videos and whatever, there should be 2 hours of actual application of what you have learned. Because a lot of what you're learning and a lot of what you're reading is either wrong, or it's something that is applicable in usually extraordinary cases, or the context needs to be completely different. There is a certain context in which it applies. It comes from a different background. So the only way for you to know that is by taking the time, and this is especially for people out there listening who are coaches and PTs. There is plenty of text. There's maybe an oversupply, I would say, too much supply of information out there nowadays, as opposed to 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And so it's actually causing a bit of a problem. Whereas, you know, you in the past, what all you had was access to a couple of resources, and then you had to sort of figure it out by applying and doing some trial and error, see what works and what doesn't. Now there's too much information easily available, and so when you read one thing, it leads you down a rabbit hole into the next article and the next video and then the next podcast. And so before you know it, you've listened and consumed and read all this content and all this information, and it's just left you just overloaded with information, sometimes even confused, not knowing what's the go, like what are you supposed to do, how are you supposed to apply it. But instead, if you just picked up the basic knowledge, the basic concepts of that particular topic, and you just went at it and applied it, then gathered some more ideas on, okay, so this is how the body reacts when you apply it this way. How about if I apply it this way? Okay, this is how it reacts if I apply it this way. And so you start to really gather all this information about how a particular concept works. And so you start to get to a point where you can actually customize it for yourself, if that makes any sense. You can take this problem, apply it to the client you're dealing with, and say, okay, well, this solution to this problem works like this in a normal situation, but based on these things that I know and this person's problems and limitations, injuries, work capacity, whatever it may be, I have to change things in this way for it to be more applicable. And so you're now operating from a sense of actually knowing what you're doing, having an understanding of the concept of what you're applying rather than just robotically trying to copy and paste, That goes much further in regards to being able to, first of all, job satisfaction for your own part, if you're a PT or a coach. Training satisfaction, if you're somebody who's applying this knowledge for your own training, and longevity in regards to being able to deliver results again and again, because you can now adapt the solution to the situation and the different problems that may arise. So, all in all, whatever you read, whatever information you consume, is all well and good. There is so much of it out there, and it's great to see that the quality of information is growing, like the availability of quality information on the internet is growing. But at the same time, the availability of bad quality information is also growing. It's polluting that pool. And oftentimes people don't know what is good quality content and what is bad quality. The only way to know is if you apply it. So when you read something, don't be just a theory guy or girl. Don't just be a nerd about reading and just knowing everything theoretically, and you know, engaging in even like even worse, engaging in online like arguments over something that you only have a theoretical knowledge on. Go out there and apply it. For every hour of reading you do, do 2 hours of application and see for yourself how things change, and start to develop your own concepts and your own ideas on how your body works and how training concepts apply to your body. We'll leave it there for this episode. This is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates and Protein Shakes.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.